Now, 10 areas in New South Wales and Queensland are on the brink of completely running out of water as the worst drought in 120 years continues across Australia. With climate change making conditions worse, farmers are looking for new ways to grow crops and feed their livestock. And engineers at the University of Sydney believe they might just have found a solution. Robot farmers. To talk us through how robots could revolutionise the agriculture industry, we've got Professor Salah Sakari from the Australian Centre of Field Robotics on the line with us now. Salah, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, pleasure, Tess. Thank you.
So it sounds very futuristic. How exactly can robots help farmers battle drought and climate change?
Well, the growers have been funding robotic technology now for just over a decade because there are many issues that they're finding on farm. One is labour availability and labour cost, and the other one is just being able to do precision agriculture. So being able to do a lot more precise or collection of a lot more precise information down to metre, sub-metre, even down to centimetre resolution, and then being able to make informed decisions on that. So what they'd like to know is more about their crops on a continuous basis or more about their animals on a continuous basis.
And I know you guys have been working on a number of robots. Could you give us an example maybe of one that you've designed and what it does specifically?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of bots there. One is Swagbot, which is just named after an automated swagman, which is a kind of like a roving bot that can work in undulating terrain, so around logs and rocks and hills, but also more importantly around animals. So one of the key things there is, can the bot be used to monitor pasture growth? Maybe even pasture quality, if you can do that, and then being able to monitor animals as well as they move and look at their walking function. If their walking changes from day to day or week to week, then they may indicate something about stress in animals and animal health. And so being able to collect that type of information down to that, on the pasture level, down to the sub-meter level, and also on individual animals, you can probably help direct where the animals should be going for better quality pasture.
And when we do hear about some of the plights of the farmers dealing with the drought at the moment, they really are struggling financially on top of everything else. How affordable are these robots for the farmers to buy and maintain?
We have some low cost. Like, I mean, we've been building bots of different scales because of the different operations that happen within agriculture. So there's some low cost bots. You know, you can even build bots down to say $5,000, $10,000, which is still a lot of money for many growers. But you can go all the way up to hundreds of thousands of dollars for robots, depending on the level of sensing and machine learning techniques and so forth that the farmers are looking for. So there's a scale there. Generally, we try and look at, the common assets such as all-terrain vehicles, like as four-wheel buggies that they drive around. So if you can kind of get it at that kind of range, then you're looking at technology that could be affordable on farm, especially if you look at a return on investment over a couple of years. But it doesn't have to be a sale. A lot of situations at the moment now are talking about how consultants can be using these bots to help farmers, just like they do now with drones. People come in with drones and fly over farms and collect information and give them to the farmers as reports.
Do you think that this is something we're going to see a lot more of in the future? I mean, the future does seem to be the way of robots, but do you think that this is going to be expanded into farming?
I believe so. I mean, there's a big drive from the growers themselves. So this is less a technology push and more a technology pull. So as I mentioned before, over the last decade, there's been a lot of funding from within Australia between, the grains groups, the cotton groups, the meat and livestock, horticulture groups, to look at what automation looks like on farm to be able to help farm. So there's a big drive towards that. So as we want higher quality food, as we're trying to deal with things such as climate change and the impact that has, new pests and diseases, low labour availability, high labour costs, all those are factors that are forcing the farmers into kind of thinking about, well, what do we need to do on farms such as automation? So I think there's this trend, and I think with that trend we're going to start seeing more of the robots on farm.
Salah, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.